Local singer-songwriter Caleb Elliott is quite talented, and he has a new album entitled Where You Want to Be that will have its CD release this Saturday evening at the Blue Moon Saloon. We're going to listen to it. It was produced by none other than Tony Daigle. We'll hear Caleb. He's here in the studio. We'll listen to some live performances in just a few minutes, as well as a track from Where You Want to Be. But before we get to all of that, it's November 1st. You know what that means? It's Day of the Dead. It's beginning of November. And it's also All Saints Day. This is Steve Riley and the Mamou Playboys, recorded back in 1995, a now classic recording. David Greeley, vocals and fiddle, Peter Schwartz doing the lead fiddle, and Steve Riley accompanying on guitar. This is La Toussaint.
travaillez au tabac.
Caleb Elliott here on the Medicine Ball Caravan. That's a tune with Mitch Reed, fiddle work, and Caleb doing cello. That's from Where You Wanna Be. Prior to that, Lost by You Ramblers with Omari from Mammoth Waltz. Lost by You Ramblers featured in Rolling Stone on their website late last week or over the weekend. And Steve Riley and the Mamou Playboys with All Saints Day, which this is here at 14 minutes past the hour. Weather for the listening area, sunny today with a high of about 82 degrees, a calm wind turning west at 5. Clear this evening with a low of 63. And on Friday, another nice day, sunny with a high of 84. Currently at 73 degrees here on the campus of UL Lafayette. With me in the studio, I've got Caleb Elliott. And on his side, it's none other than Mitch Reed, who we were just speaking of. Morning, guys.
Morning.
Morning.
Caleb, this is a great, great record. Is this your first album, first full album?
This is the first album, absolutely.
Well, wow, it's an incredible effort, and a lot of it was recorded over probably a 1 or 2 week period right here in the KRVS studios while I was doing the Caravan broadcast. I'd be looking over the window where you are now, and there you would be with either your guitar or a cello. So a lot of those basic tracks were recorded here, and of course, Grammy winning producer Tony Daigle taking the reins of that, and I'm sure some of it was recorded there. So I'm glad to have you here, and this CD is finally seeing the light of day this weekend. You're going to debut it, I guess, present it, to have a CD release at the Blue Moon Saloon this Saturday night. So anyway, welcome. Let me find out a little bit about you, man. You're a fairly young guy. When did you start getting involved in music?
Oh, well...
I imagine pretty young.
Yeah, and I just want to say it's great to be back at KRVS. This is where we started off making the record. Square One was here, did the acoustic guitars and the cellos and a couple of vocal takes over here. And it was great being here and a great environment to work in, and absolutely glad that this place is here and that it's available for people to come and record good music here. But yeah, man, I started playing music at a very young age. My mother got all of us kids involved in classical music. She made us all pick a classical instrument when we were in elementary school. Mm-hmm. And my sister plays the harp, and my oldest brother plays the violin, and I play the cello. And but I didn't really start getting into songwriting until I was a teenager, and I found a guitar in my house, and I picked it up and learned how to tune it, and learned a couple chords and started humming melodies, and next thing you know, I was filling notebooks. And So that's kind of where it started for me.
You didn't have anyone teach you. You didn't have an instruction book. How did you start picking up the guitar as far as learning the chords and all of that?
That's funny. Actually, Mitch was asking me about that the other day when we were hanging out at his house, and I have found an old classical guitar that was beat up, and like the bridge was breaking, and a 1950 something Mel Bay guitar chord book.
Ah, the old reliable.
Oh yeah, and it showed me how to tune the guitar and a couple of basic chords, and that was my teacher right there. And I didn't really have a formal lesson until like last year. I had a lesson with Sam Broussard, and which was great.
Yeah, that would be great, a lesson from Sam Broussard.
Yeah.
You started putting songs together. Have you been doing many live performances in the area?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. I've been playing around a lot the past couple of years.
Member of any bands that I would know of? Or
not really.
Yourself?
Not really. I've always kept it simple. Just me. And, you know, it's easier that way.
Now, I read in the paper this morning. Did I read correctly that you did Carnegie Hall before the age of 18?
That is correct.
Was that as a cellist? Or
that was definitely as a cellist.
How did that happen? What was that configuration? How did that happen that you ended up in Carnegie Hall? Like, you know, the old question, how do you get to Carnegie Hall? You know, practice, man, practice. But how did you get there?
Well, I was very fortunate. I'm from Natchitoches, Louisiana, and I was very fortunate to have some really great teachers and instructors at a young age. And one in particular was my high school orchestra director, Celia Young Olson. And she found out about this competition. It was a National Youth Honor Orchestra. And she got me to audition, and it went quite well. And I was the only kid from Louisiana there that year, and flew up, took the whole family. It was fun. New York is crazy.
Yeah, certainly. I haven't been there in quite a while myself, but I'm sure it's no less crazier than it's always been. Yeah. You recorded this album, like I say, you started doing it here. I've got with me in the studio Todd Mouton, who is a part of the Down in Louisiana series, which I think is partially responsible for this CD and the CD release that will be happening this Saturday. Todd, how did you first encounter Elliot, Caleb?
Well, you know, it's a great story. We've known each other a long time, and then all of a sudden, I don't know, you know, you have that magic moment. You look into each other's eyes, and and Caleb had this great batch of songs. And
now you say you knew him forever. Where did you encounter him first?
Well, I guess Caleb's been living, I guess, here 5 or 6 years, and through a lot of different shows, he's helped produce shows, and he's been playing around town, and we have mutual friends, and he put together all these demos, and the basics on the record were that we got together with Tony Daigle. We felt like he would be our spirit guide, and Aaron Thomas, who's mixing this morning. And, you know, where should this go? And Tony, there were 19 songs, and he picked, I think, 6, which we ended up with 8 by the time it was all done. And Tony was just a great navigator for figuring out it's original music. It certainly comes from South Louisiana. It's got a lot of influences. We started asking all these various artists to contribute, and next thing you know, there's Susan Cowsill singing on it, and there's Tom Drummond from Better Than Ezra playing bass, and Doug Belote on drums, and Mitch is playing on it, and Joe Butt, and Sam Broussard, and it just became this sort of odyssey this summer. And so I'm really excited that you've got a record to play and that people can come see Caleb with a full band Saturday night.
Yeah, with a full band. Now, will you be bringing the cello on for any of the tracks for Saturday night?
Yeah, I don't want to spoil the surprise, but yes.
I was just thinking of that because when you start like the typical singer-songwriter thing, you know, I guess it wasn't long. You probably hadn't written many songs before you kind of, you know, the light bulb goes off. Well, you know, maybe if I throw a little cello part in here, you know, did that come like fairly early on, or that you included that, or was that later?
What do you mean, including the cello?
Well, yeah, when you decide, like, yeah, let me put a cello in here since I play it, you know? I mean, because I would imagine most singer-songwriters are sitting there with their guitar, or maybe I'm wrong. Do you write songs with the cello?
Well, it's kind of funny, man. It happens in all sorts of ways. And this album, the title track features the cello and Mitch playing fiddle. And I was thinking about the cello when I wrote the song, but it doesn't always happen like that. There's other songs where I was like, man, this would be a great part, you know, to put cello on, and I thought after, you know. But, you know, it happens all sorts of ways. So,
well, you brought Mitch in. Mitch, hey, man. Welcome. Good old boy from back home, man. Good to hear you.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
So when you hooked up with these guys, did they approach you about, like, asking you to play on the record? Or how did your association with Caleb come about?
Well, I met Caleb a couple of times through Todd, and I think we even had a Beau Soleil gig, and Caleb opened up for us at the Begno
Crawfish Boil.
Crawfish Boil. Right. Mm-hmm. And I thought he was amazing when I heard him for his age, writing all these songs, and then really didn't really get to hear him play cello because I play cello too. So
I
love cello, and I don't have many friends that play. So finally got to hear him play in the studio. So Todd asked me to go and put down. They were interested in me putting down a couple of fiddle tracks. You know, so we got to. I don't know if we ever got to really play cello and fiddle in real life. We did overdubs. You know? Uh-huh. But yeah, I'm totally impressed. He's an amazing songwriter and an awesome cellist too.
Well, and I mentioned that we went from 6 tracks to 8, and one of the reasons for that was Mitch came in to play on the title cut, and he had this sort of observation, I guess, right?
Yeah, there was Caleb dropped off. Some of the demos and said, you know, it'd be cool. And I think Todd and Caleb were talking about this. If you could find an old traditional tune that would fit on top of one of Caleb's tunes. And it was amazing. In fact, the song that we're about to play, I just started messing around and I said, oh, wow, there's an old Dennis McGee reel called Reel Fâché that actually fits. I could play the whole reel while he plays this song. it would fit, you know. And Todd and Caleb said, well, just play, record it, you know, just play it, and we'll maybe we can do something with it later. And it ended up becoming that first track that y'all heard, which is totally amazing. It's really cool.
It really is.
Absolutely.
Well, we've got the two of you sitting there in the studio, or standing there in the studio. Well, Caleb's sitting down. let's listen to a little sample of what you guys got. What's the name of the track we're going to hear?
We're going to play the title track from the record. It's called Where You Want to Be.
See you.
Nice, Where You Want to Be, the title track to Caleb Elliott's debut album that will have its CD release this Saturday at the Blue Moon Saloon. Caleb, tell me a little bit about your songwriting process. Do these songs kind of come out at one time? I noticed like you had this little change in the sort of like in the middle of that tune. Is that like once you've written the song and you're kind of going through it maybe a couple of times and you're like, maybe a little chord change right here might work? I mean, does it all just sort of spill out in one thing, or are you continually tweaking as you go along in the recording process or in writing?
Well, it's funny that for me it's continually tweaking up until a certain point, but a lot of times I'll have just a lot of parts that go together and it'll be a matter of placing them and or just seeing how they work together organically. And so like I said before, it kind of happens differently for each tune. So
The outcome is certainly outstanding. Now, how many tunes did you say you recorded originally for this record?
Oh, with the demos?
Yeah, how many did you put down before you decided you were going to pick these eight?
Oh, we went into this project with 19.
Wow. And Todd, I just mentioned that. I just forgotten. But so was that a tough process, picking and choosing,
Well, yeah, I just was tried to be open-minded with it, and it was definitely a team effort, and I was really really happy with working with Tony and Todd and Aaron on this project, and we thought that this was the best group to put together as the first step forward, and they went together really well, but there's certainly some more material that is ready to be put out, and we hope to do that soon as well.
Well, hopefully so, and I'm noticing most groups, in the advent of the CD back in the 90s, 15-20 years ago, it seemed like everybody was really putting together these 75-minute albums, which was basically the equivalent of two LPs, and everyone was producing that. And I think through the years, the way it's gotten, that everyone pretty much top-loaded all the good stuff. At least as a radio producer, I noticed as I go through tracks that all the good stuff seems to be top-loaded, and you have just kind of the filler at the bottom. So I think more and more, as time has gone on, people have gone, let's go back to that 45 minutes worth of music. There's more LP-sounding, length albums coming out on CD. And while I'm thinking about it, do you have any plans of maybe putting this on vinyl maybe?
Oh, absolutely. We're really excited to have vinyl on the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's already been done. Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's happening, man. Very exciting.
Well, it'll be 10-inch, is that what you said?
10-inch, yes.
Yeah, those are rare. You don't see too many of those around. Those are kind of popular back, not even that popular back in the 70s, but I love that size configuration for a record. That's really nice.
In fact, it's about two weeks away. We're going to, and Caleb's playing the Blue Dog on the 17th, and he's playing down in Donaldsonville at the Grapevine on the 16th, and that will be the vinyl release weekend.
Wow.
That's pretty, and just, the artwork, even though it's only 10 inches, being able to take the Megan Barra's beautiful artwork and Danny Lincoln's beautiful photography and just blow it up a little bit, and it's just a much better experience.
Yeah. Caleb, you want to tell me about the concept of you standing on the side of the red door? Does this have any significance? It's actually a pretty striking image. It's very simple, but at the same time, it seems like the red door is almost the center of the cover, and you're sort of the side looking at it. Is there any kind of meaning, or is that just the coolest picture you came up with?
Well, it was actually a fun day. We went down to New Orleans. It was Todd, myself, and Danny Lincoln, a good friend of ours from New Orleans, who's a great photographer. And we were walking around taking pictures, and I was like, we walked down the street, and I saw the red door, and I was like, man, that's really cool. Because I grew up in a house that had a red door. Uh-huh. And I was like, let's see what we can do with this. And it's funny, during the moment, they were like, well, we got other ideas. So we only took a couple of quick shots, and we went on to do other things. And going back through the photos, it just really stood. It was a strong photo. And it's kind of cool because, where you want to be, and then there's a door there.
There you go. I was trying to figure out that it makes some kind of significance because, hey, if it was the 1960s, people would be looking at that. What does that mean, man? It's just like everything's got to have some deeper meaning. So, a great cover. I tell you what, let's listen to a track from the album next. Of course, like I said, the great Tony Daigle working on it. I know he was here for a few days, but I would imagine he did most of this work at his studios, I guess. What track did we figure we'd probably... Yeah, let's do the track I Don't Mind. I think so. You want to tell us a little bit about this one?
Oh, well, it's a nice, sweet little love song.
Simple as it gets.
God, I don't mind loving you.
All right, let's listen to that. This is from the new album, Where You Want to Be, Caleb Elliott. You don't mind either. That's Caleb Elliott here on the Medicine Ball Caravan, a track from the new album, Where You Want to Be. And we have Caleb in the studio. Thanks so much to Mitch Reed for dropping by and playing that tune earlier. Man, Mitch, of course, of Beau Soleil and just a legendary fiddle player from back home, back to Mamou area. Caleb, this is just an outstanding record. Do you... Now I know you put it together through a Kickstarter campaign. Are there any plans to possibly? Are you going to take this on the road? How are you going to market this? Who's in charge of that? Getting this out there, because there's so much competition. Is this Todd? Is this your job? Todd's shaking his head.
It sells itself, baby.
It really does. But these days, hey, being in the radio business, I know the way publicists and record people, You almost have to hound stations all over to get this aired. So I don't know. I'm just wondering how a new artist goes about that. Do you just find someone who's already walked that walk, or?
Well, I think I'd like to throw this one to Todd. Maybe.
I guess that's right. Yeah, I'm looking at the guys.
I will say this. I think I've heard this in interviews with different artists, and it's like, yeah. The best marketing scheme you can have is just good material.
Certainly.
And I think that with working with these guys and stuff, and I feel strongly about the record, and I think that it, wherever it takes me, I'll go there.
Well, I agree. I mean, you know, the records, I mean, it sounds radio-ready. If I've ever heard a record sound radio-ready and radio-friendly, this is it, you know. It's got some great hooks. Every song, it just has a nice uplifting sound. So, yeah, I think this is going to be hard to ignore. But, yeah, Todd, what are your plans on getting this out there? I know you're probably working on scheming some...
I'll be calling and emailing you daily, Cecil. The project was a lot of fun. And again, big props to Aaron Thomas right there, because, you know, there was just a lot of days in the studio and adding things in. And what was amazing was, even though the basic tracks and the arrangements were all done, and Tony did these great snare loops, but as these players came in, they just kept adding stuff, and it was like going in new places. It was, you know, you would think, oh, if you're adding things in, it wouldn't be as collaborative. But, you know, we were all there. We went down to New Orleans, and we were at Tony's. And so watching this record get sort of all put together was really exciting, because, yeah, then you get to this phase of, okay, so good news is Caleb plays all over. You can go catch him all around. He plays a lot of restaurants and a lot of places. He's got this big show at the Moon. He's at Maven's Menswear tomorrow night. But you got to get out in front of people. And to get it to radio and to media, you know, you just, to kind of to Caleb's point, you try to make the best record you can and get people to actually listen to it. And really, having only 8 tracks, it was like, you know, it's as complete a statement as, you know, it should be a great introduction. And so, yeah, the plan is definitely to go as many places as Caleb can. You know, has cello will travel, has guitar will travel, and has a great record that, you know, is like a good leave behind. And so hopefully just a lot of pavement pounding and some good favors from some nice folks that, like yourself and in the media, that, you know, just kind of give it a little boost. And mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know how big stars are made, but I got to believe at some point they weren't big stars and people helped them out, you know?
That's right. And like I said, it's the material, as Caleb says, material that's the big hook. So when you got good material, it's almost hard to ignore. Speaking of good material, I'm sure you've got some more good material from the record you wouldn't mind playing live here in the studio. What you got next, Caleb?
This next tune is the opening track from the record. On the record, it features Doug Belode on drums, a great South Louisiana drummer, and the bass player from Better Than Ezra is on this, Tom Drummond.
Now, was it your idea to put these guys, or did Todd just say, "Hey, I know this great drummer, I know this great musician"?
No, we talked about these things, you know, at square one, and we all agreed that Doug was like just the number one option. He's a great right. drummer. Anybody who's seen him play knows that, and they can tell from listening to the record. And but you know, Doug was friends with Tom, and when we told him it's kind of maybe a Better Than Ezra type sound, he was like, "Hey, well, I know Tom."
So. That's me. Yeah. Well, hey, we'll hear you doing it solo. So again, this is a track from the new album, Where You Wanna Be, and this is entitled "Speaking of."
Nature of my plan is to believe it, though no one else can see it but me. trying to find my peace of mind. The innocence of youth is spent searching for the love they're speaking of. I want the love they're speaking of. The love they're speaking of. I'm going to the ocean to feel the waves in motion. Remember what I dreamed as a child. Think about the future. I never want to lose her. There's so much in my mind. I might be here for a while. Insanity, let me be. I'm trying to find my peace of mind. The innocence of youth is spent searching for the love.
Speaking of, Caleb Elliott here on the Medicine Ball Caravan on KRVS Lafayette Lake Charles. Again, Caleb will be having his CD release for this new album this Saturday evening at the Blue Moon Saloon. And I think that's somebody else. Who's playing else Saturday night with it? Al Berard and the Berard Family Band will be opening up that night as well. Who are you going to have coming in playing with you on a Saturday evening at the Blue Moon, Caleb?
Oh, man, really excited about the group playing. With his Roddy Romero's going to be playing some guitar.
All right.
And so that's going to be really exciting, a real treat. And we got Danny DeVillier on drums and Dr. Joe Butts on bass. So
wow, all-star local backup. Man, you're going to be in good hands there, you know. Really, really good hands. Todd, you want to tell us a little bit about, is there a website? How can those who won't be going to the Blue Moon Saloon, find a copy of the new album or find out more about Caleb?
Absolutely. The big release is Saturday night, and the show starts at 9. Caleb's going to play an acoustic set with Joe on upright bass, and Tony Daigle's going to play some guitar, and Al Berard's going to play some guitar with Caleb, and Callie Smith is going to sing, and then middle set with Al and the girls, and then, of course, the big band set with Caleb last. And, you know, starting Sunday, it's going to pretty much be everywhere, all your digital providers, your iTunes, your CalebElliott.com, lots of different retail places around town, and the best place, obviously, to find information and actually get the tracks. In fact, I think you can start downloading them today, actually, CalebElliott.com. And, Facebook, man, like him on Facebook, man.
Everybody got to like him. So, really exciting. This is just an incredible new release. I'll tell you why. It's Lafayette, man. This is the place to be. I'm loving this spot, man. It's like as time goes on, just the bigger and the more talent is just shining. I don't know. I'm just loving it. Well, Cale, let's get you to do one more tune and go out and prepare for this gig this weekend and for the release of the new album. What you going to treat us with?
Well, I'm going to play a little piece called Now, and then go into a song called Dear Julia. This first part was one that kind of happened in the studio. I was just plucking around, and the guy's head turns, and I'm like, wait a minute, that sounds really great. let's put that on here somewhere.
So you put that on to the front of the song?
Yeah, absolutely.
Interesting,
and
okay.
So this is the song's called Dear Julia, though, and it goes like this. I never thought that things would get this way.
I know sometimes that I can be persistent, but I never thought that I would be to blame. I tried to be what you would need, to let go and be loved, but I am blind and I'm out of my mind to think that is enough. I've made question, but don't you think it's a little bit bizarre that you never see the little things that make me call this love? But I am blind and I'm out of my mind to think they are love. I've never been in love, dear Julia. Require at least an explanation why you had to leave me here this way. You did not want to have the conversation, so you left me wondering if I am to blame. I try to be what you would need, to let go and be loved, but I am blind and I'm out of my mind to think that is enough. I've never been in love, I've never been in love, I've never been in love, dear Julia.
Caleb Elliott, Dear Julia, from the new album Where You Want to Be. Again, this Saturday night, the Blue Moon Saloon, along with Al Berard and the Berard Family Band. Should be a great night and definitely a great disc. Caleb, thanks so much for coming on. Thanks, Mitch, for dropping by as well. And, man, best of luck with this new record, man, and your career. Oh. All right. Thanks, Caleb.
Support for KRVS and the concert calendar comes from Show and Tell Productions, offering concert sound, lighting, and audiovisual production services and installation. Contact information is available at showandtellpro.com.
To look at the Medicine Ball calendar this evening, it's the Cathead Biscuit Boys over at Artmosphere. Funk band called Machete and the Gold Magnolias are over at the Blue Moon, and it's the Midnight River Choir over at Grant Street Dance Hall. Friday, Bach lunch at 12 noon until 1 o'clock in Parc Sans Souci, downtown Lafayette. Performance will be by Bon Chance. That will kick off at 12 noon and go until 1 o'clock. Cedric Watson and Bijou Creole will perform at Downtown Alive, same spot. That will begin at 6 o'clock until 8:30. Downtown Alive, also in Parc Sans Souci with Cedric Watson. Cheryl Cormier and Cajun Sounds play Opelousas Music and Market Friday evening in Courthouse Square. I do believe that starts at around 5:30. Mike Dean will be at the Blue Moon Saloon Friday, and it's the Robux over at Artmosphere. Dracula will be performed at Theater 810. Actually, we'll run this evening through Saturday at 7:30 p.m. It'll also run on Sunday, November 4th at 3 p.m. Theater 810 is, of course, located at 810 Jefferson Street, downtown Lafayette. And also this weekend, running November 2nd through the 17th, Cité des Arts and the Riveters present Cabaret, the musical Cabaret. Will be held once again at Cité des Arts. For more information or reservations, call 337-291-1122. Also on Saturday, November 3rd, Ben Sandmel will be signing copies of his new book on Ernie K. Doe. That'll take place at the South Regional Library in Lafayette. That's located at 6101 Johnson Street. Ben will be there beginning at 2:30 p.m. Saturday afternoon. And also on Saturday, Whole Damn Town and Lily Brave play Artmosphere. It's the Berard Family Band, along with Caleb Elliott and Friends CD release at the Blue Moon on Saturday. And Shelby Carrier will be at Cowboys. That's all on Saturday. Sunday, the Blue Moon presents the third annual fundraiser, People Assisting Animal Welfare, PAWS. It'll be their PAWS to celebrate. Music will be performed by the Rayo Brothers, Tortue, and Tandem. And again, that is Sunday, November 4th, 2 p.m. until 8 p.m. at the Blue Moon Saloon. Stay tuned. Lee Kleinpeter's up next with some old gold. And at 1 o'clock, Joanna Devine with some local produce. I remember a year or two ago, Todd Mutaw bringing in this guy to the KRVS studios from the new album Cast the Same Old Shadow. This is Dylan LeBlanc.
I see them, they're more than minds me.
Diamonds and Pearls, a track from the new album by Dylan LeBlanc. It's called Cast the Same Old Shadow, and it, like his last record, is on Rough Trade, the Rough Trade label. Medicine Ball Caravan was produced live in Cypress Lake Studios here on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, who join you in support of this station. And thanks to each and every one of you who pledged your support to KRVS last week during our fall fundraiser. We appreciate it and need you so much. Stay tuned. Coming up, it's Old Gold with Lee Klein-Peter. I'm Cecil Doyle. Thanks so much for tuning in.